God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. If you feel like you're always the last person to know what is going on, well, you might take a step back and realize that sometimes we know things that we wish we did not know. Sometimes we just can't win for losing. On the one hand, we feel like, I never know anything. No one ever tells me anything. And on the other hand, we sometimes know things we wish we did not because we feel by that knowledge we are obliged to take some kind of action. You know, teachers and others are fond of saying, and I understand this, knowledge is power. But I want to tell you something. Knowledge is power only when you do something with it. Ignorance is not an asset. It is not bliss. But knowledge is only power when you do something with it. Your knowledge can be a burden or it can be a blessing, and it depends on what you do with it. Let me give you two examples. In Leviticus 5:1, the Bible says, "And if a soul sin and hear the voice of swearing and is a witness, whether he hath seen or known of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his iniquity." When someone knew, had information about a crime, something that had been done, whether they had seen it or they knew it by some other sense, if they knew it, they were obliged to do something with it. None of us appreciated the snitch in third grade who was eager to tell the teacher about everything bad that had happened. But I think we are so afraid of being called a snitch or worse that sometimes we feel like we're virtuous because we know the truth but don't tell those who should know the truth. Now, the fact of the matter, this is a context for which you and I will both need great wisdom and guidance from God, and maybe from some godly counsel. But when someone is in ignorance who should know the truth, and I know the truth, that knowledge can either be a burden to me or a blessing. God does not intend for what you know to be a burden. He intends for it to be a blessing. That means doing something with it. If I'm a witness to the truth, I need to tell the authorities the same. The second setting is found in verse 15, where the Bible says, "If a soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring his trespass unto the Lord." And he goes on to talk about what is called a trespass offering. That is the context for these verses. I believe what the Bible is talking about here is someone who fails to do something that he was obliged to do in the worship of Jehovah. It might be akin today our saying, I forgot to go to church. I don't think that's very likely. Yeah, you probably don't forget. You just do or do not attend church in a particular service. But perhaps they have failed to do something that they were obliged to do in the worship of Jehovah. When they found out, the Bible says, verse 16, "And he shall make amends." The Bible goes on to say what is to be done. "And then the priest shall make an atonement." So the priest in this case was to make an atonement, but the trespasser was to make amends. There's a difference between making an apology and making amends. Realizing something's wrong and acknowledging that, and going further by making something right. Numerous times in this passage, the Bible says, "If it be hidden from him, if it be hid from him, and when he knoweth of it." So there are times when I don't know things, but when I do know things, I am obliged to do something with it. I am obliged to make right any wrong that I have come to my knowledge, and I am obliged to speak the things I know when there are authorities who should know of them. In short, God wants us to have fellowship with him. And knowledge is power, but it's only power when we do something with it by doing the right thing and acknowledging God in our daily life.